Joining us right now on a Patriots Friday is Patriots defensive lineman Milton Williams. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. You can look for the new lower prices everyday tags through the store and save on the items that you buy most. Milton Williams, thanks for joining us again on a Patriots Friday. Milton, hello.
Good start.
Oh, my bad. How y'all doing?
Great. We're doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing good, man. I just got out of practice.
All good. We're curious how you guys, with Terrell Williams away from the team, and we're all hoping the best for him, and we haven't gotten a huge chance to interact with him. I'm just curious what you'd take away from him as a coach. How'd you describe him as a coach and what you guys are going to be missing without him?
Man, just a great human being, just a type of person he is. Just to see him go through that, it's definitely hurting us. It's just people and seeing him go through that, but it's definitely going to make us play a little harder for him, knowing what he's going through, knowing he's not gonna be out there with us. But it's going to be the same process that we had during OTAs. So just a collaborative effort, you know. Feel like we got a pretty good plan on how we want to try to attack these guys. And, man, just go out there, like I say, every week, just make sure we execute and, you know, be where we're supposed to be on every call.
Mike Vrabel just told the media now that inside linebackers coach Zach Kerr is going to call the defense on Sunday. What can you tell us about Zach Kerr, and how well do you even know him as, you know, he's been coaching the inside linebackers here all camp?
Yeah, so in OTAs, when Coach T was going through another situation, then it was the same thing. So we're familiar with him calling the plays and calling the defense. High energy guy. Really, just he know the playbook back and forth with him and T. They've been together a lot. Just talking about our plan and how we're gonna do things. But I don't feel like it's gonna miss a beat. Like I said, we're familiar with how he does things from back in OTAs when he was calling shots for us at practice. So I know he's ready for the challenge, and we're going to go out there and put it on the line for him.
Last week, and you mentioned you guys think you have some answers to the Dolphins defensively this week. Last week, you guys allowed 20 points, which is not a bad number. There were explosive plays, though, last week. I think there were 9 of them of 20-plus yards a week ago against the Raiders. Mm-hmm. How do you plan to limit big plays this week against what can be, not necessarily against the Colts week one, but what can be an explosive offense in Miami?
Yeah, they definitely got some track stars out there. So, man, we just got to, like I said, be where you're supposed to be. You know, we cover 1, cover 2, cover 3, 4, you know, just be where you're supposed to be. And then up front, just contain them. You get one-on-one matchups, you know, our thing is to win them. You know, I don't care who you matched up on, who you got, you know, you one-on-one, we need to win them and try to figure out a way to fade the quarterback, get turnovers. I don't feel like I think we got one last week, but we got to just do a better effort of, you know, coming after the ball and turning the ball over and getting it back for our offense so we can get them more opportunities to put some points up and, you know, go from there.
You know, last year when you were in Philly, you played roughly 50% of the defensive snaps. Week one here in New England, already close to 80% of the snaps. So I'm wondering, is that something that you're really looking forward to, the challenge of? And also, how do you feel after that, or just all those snaps that you had on Sunday?
No, I feel good. Definitely been waiting for this opportunity. Now I just want to try to make the most of it. I always say, the more that I'm out there, I feel like I can affect the game in a way that can help my team. So the more I'm out there trying to affect quarterbacks, get to the quarterback, is that getting a sack, getting a hit, giving a throw a ball earlier than he want or whatever, you know, try to affect the game and try to create negative plays and just be disruptive, run, pass, whatever, you know, just be out there. I feel like they brought me here for that. And, you know, that's my plan every week, to go in and be as disruptive as I can be.
Milton Williams, Patriots defensive lineman, joining us here, Jones and Keefe, on a Patriots Friday on WEEI. We were talking about your snap count last week. I believe it was a career high percentage-wise. Is that a good target for you, like 80-ish percent of the snaps?
I really didn't even know the percentage. I didn't even know. So I could play more if needed. I could play less if needed, you know. But I'm looking to be out there when I can be. If I need a blow, come out, get a blow, and get right back out there, knowing the team need me up front to, you know, do what I do. And, you know, I'm looking forward to that challenge.
Maybe a dumb question, but it won't be my first nor my last. Going up against a lefty quarterback, it's not very often that you do that. Does that change anything for you or even the whole defense, knowing that, you know, if he is going to maybe roll out and pass, it'll probably be sort of flipped from what a lot of our quarterbacks do?
Not too much for me,
right?
Other than as far as like when he want to get out of the pocket, he's going to want to escape to our right. You know, most of the quarterbacks would be right-handed, so they escape to their left. So some of the calls and stuff, we might have to flip them, but there's not too much on the front. You know, just make sure that we are communicating out there, get everybody on the same page, and just executing the call and, you know, affecting the game.
I was just skimming through the game log real quick. Maybe I missed it, but it didn't look like you've played in Miami before. How are you guys preparing for the heat down there?
It ain't been. I know it's going to be a little humid. No, sure. I've been hydrating all week getting ready for it. I've been down there. I had a joint practice with them 2 years ago, and it was scalding. So I already know what it's going to be like. Like I said, I've been hydrating all week. I get down there, make sure I get my IVs and all that stuff before the game. And, shoot, I'm going to be ready to go.
How did you think practice went this week? Obviously, you want to, you know, learn from week one's game, but you also have to put it behind you and say, all right, it starts up and try to get our first win this week. But overall, these last 3 days, how do you think they went?
Yeah, just good, man. Just trying to clean up details, practicing faster, trying to get faster to where we need to be, executing the calls, putting in new calls, taking stuff out that we didn't think was effective. And just like you said, moving on. Like, this league ain't going to wait on nobody, you know. But watch the tape, see what we did wrong, see what we can do better. And see, we got to move on to the next week because division opponent, division game coming up. So they like to say these games count as two. So we'll see these guys again as well. So, I thought practice was good, harping on just our tempo, just picking up our tempo and executing at a faster pace.
Now, Milton, this is the second time we've talked so far this season. We'll talk to you every other Patriots Friday, rotates with Michael and Wenu. I don't know if you know that we're a big nickname show on this show, so we didn't know if you had any nicknames and what you thought about a potential nickname, Milt the Stilt. How do you feel about that?
Milt the Stilt, that's a good one. I'd had a couple of nicknames throughout me playing through high school and college.
Can you share them? Or are they air friendly?
Yeah, Jones asked if they're radio friendly.
Oh yeah,
okay.
Damon, Debo, Milt, Big Milt, Milt. I didn't hear Milt still or Milk. Like they change the T to a K.
Milkman Williams. Man. Oh, I like that.
Oh, that's a good one.
Milkman
was right there under our nose.
Always delivers. I like that. All right, that's good. That's good enough for me.
All right, Milkman. Milkman it is. Well, best of luck down in Miami on Sunday against the Dolphins. Hopefully you guys get your first win on the board, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all having me.
All right, thank you.
Milton Williams, Patriots defensive lineman.
Milkman?
The Milkman.
Milkman
is what he
Sweet.
Is.